Welcome to listening of I Factor Theory. Today's key phrase, middle class mentality. There was a peasant who always wondered why he is poor, why life is not treating him well. He always wondered about other people, how they are happy, how they are successful, how they live a better life, have more wealth. And more he wondered, more he was sad. One day he talked about this, and his friend said, "Well, other people are brave, they have courage." The peasant asks, "What has got bravery and courage to do with the success in life? What is it that they do differently than I?" The friend points out that in time of difficulties, these fine men, they take a sword in their hand, go fight the enemies, show their bravery, show that they are not afraid of their life, and thus they get rewarded. Peasant says, "It's that simple. I can do that. And let's wait for another war where you can show your courage." And soon enough, there was a little battle. And peasant said, "Yes, I want to go there and fight the enemies and show that I am also courageous, I am also brave. I will do exactly what they are doing and be rewarded." His friends help him. They bring a sword and tie it to his hands, just in case if the sword fell down, you know. They mount him on a horse and off he goes. Well, next day the horse comes back with this guy on it, badly wounded, no sword in the hand, the shield broken. And the friends asked him, like, "What happened? What's the matter?" The peasant answers, "Well, the moment I reached there, they started hitting me. Well, that's what the war is all about. Why did you not hit them back? Why did you not defend yourself?" Peasant replies, "How can I do that? I had a sword tied to my hand." Friends were disappointed. And they said, "Okay, then you could have at least run away." Peasant looks at them, wondering either they're stupid or they're just pulling his leg. And he says, and he firmly believes in what he says, "How can I run away? I was sitting on a horse." Every time I have told this story, listeners always wondered, what has this to do with the middle class mentality? Think again. You are always in the pursuit of happiness. Wrong thing to do. you're always struggling to break the barriers, financial barriers, emotional barriers. You never make it. And many of you who are literate, do excuse me, I won't call you educated. Many of you who are literate, who can read and write, learn about this new age gurus, motivational talkers, very smart people, very clever people. And you go running to the bookshop, buy their books. How to be happy? You buy another book. Live the life that you dream of. And you buy yet another. Some of you even dare to go to the lectures, to the workshops. Spend a hefty amount of fees, sit through, finally come back, and a year later you look back and you wonder, have you really achieved anything? And you become more sad. Over the years, I found this emptiness in these teachings of great people, and I respect every one of them. However, I find a peculiar emptiness in the teaching. Years of reading, listening, experimenting, experiencing, and doing all that intellectual thing, I realized what was that emptiness. All of them taught you, showed you, demonstrated to you that you are sad, you are unhappy, and the reasons why you are like this. They also explain in many words the mechanism of this universe. What is God? What is energy? Power of manifestation? You name it. All those magical things. But that emptiness, what I found, was a lack of clear instruction on practical things to be done. There was no step 1, step 2, step 3 manual. Everything was ambiguous. Nobody distinctly gave you a solution. For the problems that they showed that you have. And because of that, just like the peasant, you showed the willingness of going into the battlefield and demonstrate your courage, expecting that you will be rewarded. You had a sword, you were mounted on a horse, but you did not have the instruction on how to use the sword and how to ride the horse. And that is what I call the middle class mentality. Your dreams are mediocre. Your aspirations are poor. Your belief system is nothing else, is outrightly ridiculous. You are so convinced in over-glorified words like sacrifice, responsibility, accommodating, sharing. I don't understand these words, but I can see these words as one of the stumbling blocks in your path. Why is it that only you have to sacrifice? Why is it that only you have to share? Why is it that you have to accommodate somebody else? Always. It is sad to see that this is how we believe in. Path to heaven is so full of pain, sorrow and agony. I don't think so. These are things which are invented, this concept of sorrow, sadness, sacrifice, do not desire, money is bad. All this has been invented by some clever people who don't want you to be happy, and you willingly accept it as an ethical norm or a religious thing or a very heroic thing to do. I say it is outrightly stupid. When I ask this question to almost everybody who comes for a training program with me or personal sessions, I ask them this question: why are you doing this job? Because it gives me money. Why do you need money? Because I want to take care of my wife and my children. Why do you want to take care of your wife and children? Because I love them. And the conversation goes on, and in the end, it comes to a point where a person cannot answer a simple fact. How can you give something that you don't have? in the end, what we want is to give happiness. How can we give when we don't have happiness? The middle class mentality is about believing in sadness, because that's the way it is. Because that's what I've been told, that's what I've been educated, that's what I've been seeing around. Jesus Christ suffered. Buddha suffered. So it seems suffering is the way of life. No. I don't think so. Suffering is all that you have known so far. And you've been scared into believing. You haven't known happiness. And that is why you don't desire it. Middle class mentality. Once in a month, you take your family to neighborhood restaurant. For a simple reason, it is near. You don't have to pay for traveling by taxi to another suburb or another part of town. It is cheap. And you've been there so many times, you know it. The same menu for so many years. Probably since you were a child and your parents took you there. That familiarity. It's like the dog training. You are made used to. There is nothing besides this. You cannot even imagine anything besides this. I'm not even talking about having the courage of trying out something besides. You don't even know that there is something besides this. Middle class mentality. Somebody gifted you a box of fruits, let's say apples or mango, that's my favorite. Somebody gifted you a box of mango and you were like delighted, a bit touched, moved, and you bring back the box of mango home. The family gets together, you open up and you realize that out of those dozen mangoes, two got some spots on it, signs of being beginning of rotting. Voila. You and your middle class mentality, what do you decide? Let's take these two mangoes first. We clean that rotten part and eat the rest of the mango. And all the nice mangoes are sitting there in the box. And next day, you open the box. Guess what? Two more mangoes got spots of rotting on it. And your middle class mentality will effectively result in you eating a rotten mango all the rest of the time. Think about it. Would it not be nice to throw away those rotting mangoes and eat the nice one? So that whatever you eat is always the nicest of the lot, not the worst of the lot. Middle class mentality, that is what it is. Afraid of tomorrow. Insecure about tomorrow. And that fear and insecurity comes from yesterday. Caught up between yesterday and tomorrow, your today is always compromised. You are always dead. No longer in the moment. Always trying to learn something, but based on the memory, based on your past experiences. So your learning process has already ended before even it started. Middle class mentality. Looking for an answer, but not knowing what is the question. Or in fact, not even knowing there is a question. Your dreams are boring. Your aspirations are boring. Even if you're dreaming of the most expensive Mercedes-Benz, that is boring because it is not original. That is middle class. You saw the picture of this Mercedes-Benz on a cover of a magazine, and that's where you got stuck. You are unable to invent your own car. You are unable to invent your own house, your own clothing, your own jewelry, your own job, your own income, your own happiness. You don't need to invent happiness in fact, but that's a different topic, a different subject, a different phrase. But middle class mentality, you remain middle class. You dream of getting a raise. This year I should get so much raise, so next year I can buy a first class monthly pass rather than going by the ordinary class. Bravo! So you graduated from crowded second class to crowded first class. Difference? I don't see any. He's still middle class. You dream of winning a lottery. ₹10 million or something, imagine whatever you want, a huge figure, and the first thing that will come to your mind when you start dreaming of how to spend this money is, I will buy an apartment in the city. Rubbish. Middle class. And trust me, your second thought will be, rest of the money I will put in fixed deposit in the bank. I guarantee. And this is not only you. This is the mentality of the entire human race. I have been outside of India for almost 10 years now. I don't claim I have traveled the world, I have seen it all. No. What I say, and I'm thankful to universe, thankful to divine for bringing those amazing experiences that has made me what I am now. The learning process was fantastic. And what I learned, that no matter where you are, where you go, which part of the world you are in, how poor you are, how rich you are, how tall you are, how short you are black, you are white, you are man, you are woman, or you are even in between somewhere. Doesn't matter whether you are religious or atheist. It doesn't matter whether you are literate or illiterate. Doesn't matter whether it is day or night. We always suffer this middle class mentality. And that is the reason why a fraction of the world population enjoys the majority of world wealth. The rest of the world is happy suffering, is happy believing that the suffering will bring them liberation, will find them the salvation, will find them the moksha. All their bad karmas will be washed out. Think again. If you do not look after yourself, you neglect yourself, you make yourself suffer, then divine is not happy, because you are divine's creation. You cannot appreciate yourself, how can you appreciate the rest of the world? No, but you will not appreciate yourself. It is unholy, it is selfish, it is unheard of. Grind yourself in the agony. Burn yourself in the fire of this modern life. Sacrifice your desires, your happiness. For what? for the family? No. Trust me, if I'm miserable, my family won't like me. Same with you. Think about it. Are you a likable person? No, you are miserable. Because you are middle class. Grinding for nothing. And with all this schooling and colleges and graduation and all this explosion of information, internet, books, talk shows, radio, intellectualization has finally manifested into something I call as constipated buffalo. A very typical disease, a very typical syndrome of middle class. Constipated buffalo. For some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, you constipated buffaloes get hyper excited when somebody comes around with this idea of aerobics for elephants. Brilliant. Elephants are little big, I understand, I agree. They should slim down, I agree. They should eat less, I agree. But is aerobics the solution? Is it practical? Is it doable? Is it desirable? And is it wanted? Honestly, I like elephants the way they are. Fat, big, huge, eat a lot. They are at peace. They are happy. They are not middle class. They don't share or compromise. They acquire enough for all of them to eat sufficiently, abundantly. They are not complacent with what they receive. So, please drop the idea of aerobics for elephants and do something about your constipated buffalo syndrome. Get out of middle class mentality, please. Think about designing your own dress. Or go get a custom shoe, custom made shoe. What's the point in going to a big brand name like Bata or Tata or whatever? What's the point in having aspirations that by end of this year I will have a car? Rubbish. Think original to start with. This is my gift to you. Have the courage of thinking big. Of dreaming original. Look back at your dreams. It's just like a rented video copy. Well, nowadays it's DVDs, but in the good old days it used to be VHS tapes. And when I say rented VHS tapes, I'm pretty sure many of you would know what I'm talking about. Your dreams are like that. Replay it's not a movie that you are making, it's a replay. Nth number of time it's being replayed. Even if you buy a new copy, it is still a copy of somebody else's dream, not your original dream. If you can't, do let me know. At least I have methods of achieving such simple things like original dreaming. I have methods of breaking free. That's what I have been doing for the last several years now. Gathered, distilled, and finally brought into a packaging where you can use it. Anyone can use it. No ambiguity. Step one, step two, step three, as simple. No detailed rituals. No complicated procedures. Nowhere trying to make you feel sorry or sad about yourself. Just do it and you'll see the results. But for your own sake, for your own happiness and success, please get out of your middle class mentality.